I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's go through the obs and the passing thoughts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans fall to the Bears 0-2-1. Tyler Johnson inactive. I don't believe Tyler Johnson is the savior, but I'm surprised that he hasn't been able to get on the field in some way, shape, or form. Again, who knows what he is? Tampa Bay didn't want him. But I'm a little bit surprised by that.
I am too. I thought it would happen, and I don't think it's injury related anymore. I guess it could be, but clearly he's not ready to get on the field. They got Philip Dorsett back on the field. It's been kind of just back and forth, which is an indication of just how uncertain they are.
How hilarious was it that the first snap of the game was fumbled by the Bears? Was there anything more appropriate? You have people clowning this game, talking bad about it. First play, fumbled snap.
That was an ugly game. There were a lot of ugly games yesterday. There were some beauties.
Oh, they saved the ugliest for last.
The two national games, that's actually one of my passing thoughts, but we'll get to that. Let's get to yours.
The Bears coming away with 3 points on their opening drive. It was actually really, really amusing and kind of a huge indictment on Lovie Smith's defense. Just look at what they did. They had a fumbled snap on the first play. The QB tripped over his own blocker. And then they had a 29-yard QB scramble, and they ended up getting 3 points.
It was
bad news Bears.
It was the bad news Bears, literally. And that was like the highlight for Justin Fields was that run.
Jordan Akins was back. And not only was he back, on 3rd-and-1, on the first Texans possession, they lined Jordan Akins out wide. And they decided, I don't even think they read the defense. Davis Mills just decided that he was going to go to Jordan Akins no matter what, man-to-man.
He's done that a lot.
Akins ran the slant. Mills threw it incomplete. I guess when you have Jordan Akins one-on-one, you just got to take advantage of it. when you get old 88 man-to-man, you just got to go to him no matter what.
I think they're just throwing stuff up against the wall when it comes to the tight end position. Maybe O.J. Howard this week. Nah, let's go with Jordan Akins. You want to try somebody else? Yeah. What's Brevin Jordan doing? Nah, not much.
David Montgomery. As soon as he left in the first quarter, you thought the Texans were going to get a break.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a break. And then this Herbert guy comes in, and Herbert is more explosive than David Montgomery. He ends up scoring 2 touchdowns, 150 yards. Say what you want about the Texans. They are a lucky, lucky, lucky team when it comes to injuries. And that's going to continue this week against the Chargers.
They're banged up big time. But you went through the list earlier. For as lucky as they've been with the injuries that they've, you know, the opposing teams have had, they should have had a win by now, but they don't.
111 rushing yards in the first quarter. 16 teams in the NFL allowed less than 111 yards per game. So half the teams in the NFL allow less rushing yards over the course of an entire game than the Texans did in the first quarter.
I mean, what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, they're the worst team in the NFL against the run by 45 yards a game. 45 yards a game, they're the worst team. There's not a whole lot you can add other than that is awful.
I asked this again because I asked it last week. Are we sure Chris Moore isn't the second best receiver on this team?
No, but I think for him to be that wide open and, you know, Davis Mills threw that lollipop up there, which he was able to catch. That one right there either had to be the best move ever by a wide receiver or some sort of blown coverage. There wasn't anybody within 8 yards of him.
All of Davis Mills, and I don't know what to make of this, but all of Davis Mills' touchdown passes this year have come to tight ends that were barely on the team.
That's what I mean.
For a long time period. You had two to the Juice Man, mm-hmm. O.J. Howard, I think less than 2 weeks removed from being released by the Bills. And then Jordan Akins comes back. He got signed a short time ago, and he finds him. All three touchdown passes have been to tight ends that weren't even with the team for a long time.
Yeah, they're just kind of spitballing at the tight end position, and that's what he's relying on.
You know what the Texans should do if they want to solve all their problems? Going through the landlocked ops here on In the Loop on Sports Radio
60. I think I know where you're going with
this.
They
need to just have a full team roundtable within the loop.
It's on Thursday.
Because week one, Jerry Hughes joined us.
Wasn't that a Thursday also?
Yeah, on Thursday, Jerry Hughes joined us. He was the second highest rated defensive player in the entire NFL. And then last Thursday, Jalen Petrie joined us, and he had two interceptions. So if they want to solve all their problems, they just need to have a team roundtable within the loop.
How about
on
all the linebackers?
I don't know if we can do that. I don't know if we can help that much.
Yeah.
The momentum, and it's hard to say. Like, I know a lot of coaches don't like to say, you know, one play cost us. And I know Lovey kind of rolled his eyes at it. But I truly believe that that interception in the end zone that Davis Mills forced to Brandon Cooks, the momentum was so much on the Texans' side that if they score that touchdown, I don't think the Bears ever recover from it, because you're talking about a two-possession lead against a Bears team that they weren't even trying to move the ball. They were protecting Justin Fields a lot. That lack of ability to take advantage of things, that's where the game became a ball game, and that was probably Mills' most costly interception. And he kind of contradicted himself yesterday at the podium. First he said that he thought that Brandon Cooks was open. Then he said the DB was right there and made a play. So he kind of said both things there.
That ball could have been intercepted twice by the first DB that tipped it and then him. And to your point, the Bears would have had to throw the ball more, which would have been playing into the Texans' hands as well.
Lovie Smith got some OG respect yesterday.
I wrote down the same thing as I saw you tweet this.
I tweeted this out, I'm tweeting it out right now at Landry Locker. Lovie Smith worked an official on an incomplete pass to Nico Collins. I put the video up, and he talked to that ref, and on the very next play, the ref threw a random flag that I don't think any other ref saw.
It wasn't holding. He was Pat Riley, man. He was Jeff Van Gundy. He was working the ref on the sideline there and got the call on the next trip. Absolutely. 100% agree.
Damian Pierce was an absolute beast early on. I don't have any way of proving this. I just know that when you're carrying the ball 20 times and you've only carried the ball 10 or more times, 7 times the last 4 years, it seems like there's a possibility that you might get tired, you might not be used to it, or you might not be built for it. And maybe eventually he can maybe get to that point, but I do think we got to keep in mind that this is not something that he's done. Like, more times than not, when a running back is drafted, maybe not all the time, they're at least used to carrying the ball 15 times a game or something like that. Hell, sometimes you get guys in the sixth round, and they were workhorse backs in college, and you're bringing them in. I mean, this guy did not get a lot of carries at Florida, so when you're having to ask him to carry the ball 20, 25 times, it's not familiar territory. So these fumbles, they might happen. Like, it's realistic to think that they might happen.
This is where I disagree with you a little bit. I do think it's realistic to think that when a rookie gets the ball that much, the fumbles might happen. But for him to get fewer carries there at the end.
No, I don't agree with the decision.
Yeah.
You're saying the fumble's mine.
I agree with that part.
Let me make this clear.
Yeah.
They need to have a backup running back that can spell him. They don't. They have one of the oldest, worst running backs in the NFL right now, Rex Burkhead. He's the fifth most inefficient runner in the NFL, and the ones in front of him are facing like way heavier fronts. So they need a backup back, and fumbles are going to happen. So get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. We don't need to like sit him on. They didn't even lose the fumble that we're complaining about,
right,
too.
Right. I think they were kind of overthinking it then, or maybe old school coaching ways. But I do think I do agree with you on the part that the fumbles would happen.
Jordan Akins needs to be active every week. He's better than Brevin Jordan right now.
I mean, to this week, weren't we saying that about O.J. Howard after week one?
Well, both of them do.
I mean.
But Brevin Jordan Akins is better than Brevin Jordan, right?
I think he is better than Brevin Jordan.
I mean, he blocks better.
Yes.
A little more well-rounded.
Yeah, I will agree with that.
What did you think of Lovie Smith deciding to kick the field goal to take the 17-13 lead rather than going for
it? I was good with it. I think you have to understand what the opposing team is doing and what they could potentially do.
I was good with that.
They weren't the Chiefs.
Now, Chicago did respond with a touchdown. Herbert all over the place. He ends up getting his second touchdown, and that kind of messed things up. And then you had the fake punt. Our guy Frank Ross with the fake punt.
More in the loop mojo.
Fourth and one, Frank Ross, fake punt. No brainer. I thought it was going to be an interesting decision by Lovie to punt, but they get the first down on the fake punt.
Yeah, and well executed with the guy in motion and all that.
The completion to Philip Dorsett on the sidelines, it might have been the best throw that Davis Mills had all season. He bought some time, found him in the corner. Philip Dorsett catches the rock after not being active previously. That was the best play that Davis Mills has made all year.
What's sad is I can only think of one other that would be in the competition, and we can remember both of his great throws.
Jalen Petrie's second interception was a Justin Fields interception. I mean, that and the Texans' inability to once again take advantage of that, that's when you knew it was. This is the second time in as many weeks that the Texans have had just an amazing opportunity to just snatch the momentum of a game. And Davis Mills, he went up there, he talked about momentum yesterday. I think he mentioned it a few times. When Christian Kirksey makes the play that he did last week and you don't take advantage of it, and then Jalen Petrie makes the play he did this week and you don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Those are the momentum things. Oh, and by the way, whenever you're at the 1 yard line and you have a chance to go up double digits against the Chicago Bears, that's momentum. Like their inability to take advantage of momentum when you can just feel it is maddening.
It is maddening. And it's not just on Davis Mills as much as we've been talking about him. It's also on the play calling on Pep Hamilton.
Final observation, and this is the theme of the game to me. One coach didn't trust his second-year quarterback, and he was rewarded for it with his second win of the season. Another one did, lining up in empty at the end of the game, and it backfired. The other thing about going empty in that situation with the Texans when it was third and one, instead of running the ball, is even if you don't pick it up, the Bears aren't going to try to beat you. Like it's not like you're like in huge jeopardy of, you know, punting it back to the Bears. Like as soon as you punted it, they were going to take a knee. We're going to overtime.
We're going to be 20-20 again. How about that?
Ooh, weak.
Two ties.
We were talking about 0-1-2.
Same score too.
That would have been legit.
That would have been wild.
That would have been legit. But those are the landlocked obs. You can read them on sportsradio610.com. Let's have some OG passing thoughts.
I've got
now.
Some passing thoughts. Some of them are going to be. I'm eliminating the ones that are overlapping with yours. So mine are just like crazy thoughts that enter my head as I'm watching the game. Justin Fields always looks surprised when one of his passes is caught. Do you notice that? He kind of like shot puts it, and he's like, oh, wow, they caught it. Well, let me get to another passing thought that I had on Justin Fields. I'm not so sure I've ever seen a big-time athlete look more awkward than Justin Fields. Like, he's falling down, he's tripping, he's just kind of like, he's an elite athlete, we know this, but he just looks awkward, like he's stumbling around, he's just uncoordinated. It's the most bizarre thing ever going on with Justin Fields in Chicago right
now.
They're 2-1. Here's a passing thought. Anyone miss Tim Kelly?
No. No.
Does Davis Mills miss Tim Kelly?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't miss Tim Kelly.
Oh, I don't either.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I do wonder about Pep Hamilton, though.
Yeah.
I do have concerns about Pep Hamilton.
Yeah, no question about it.
A little bit. I mean, there's a couple of things. Although I don't know how much better things could go if he. I don't know. Offense just sucks.
A couple more here. Why exactly did Lovie call that timeout with 40 seconds left in the half? And then Matt Eberflus immediately says, "Hold my beer," and lets the clock run out. What's going on?
Well, Eberflus doesn't trust his quarterback.
Just wanted to get to yeah, but they're giving the Texans the ball to start the second half. Got to take at least a couple of shots, right?
No. Did he? They won.
No, he didn't.
They won.
All right, here's another one. So we thought Roquan Smith was not going to play. He missed Wednesday's and Thursday's practice and was limited on Friday. Suffice it to say, he played. 16 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and an interception.
It looked like Jefferson at Fast
Times. Dude, that tackle he had on Damian Pierce, he just absolutely planted
what a
him.
Player.
Dude, he's a stud, man. If he doesn't play, the Texans win. Right? If he stays injured or unable to go. Little diversion here, just another thought that crossed my head. The Jaguars are going to win this division, right?
I don't know. I mean, I laid out the hope for first place after that. Like, every team in the – we'll get into this when we go around the league. Every team in the AFC South won yesterday.
When we thought they were all going to lose.
Yeah. They were all dogs.
Yeah.
If you would have done a parlay and taken all three, I mean, you would be
– rolling in it.
I mean, rolling.
Yeah.
Massively mm-hmm. rolling.
Yeah. Are we supposed to forget Justin Britt, that he existed? No, seriously. It's 10 days. It's been 10 days. Hey, we'll get you an update this afternoon. Are we just supposed to, like, ignore it and it'll go away? Is that what the Texans are doing?
I don't know what's going on.
Center got hurt yesterday, by the way. Fortunately, not seriously.
Well, the third stringer's better than Britt, too. No, Morrissey's better than Britt.
But what is going on? Well, we'll tell you. We'll tell you this afternoon. Yeah, we'll have an update. That's 10 days ago. Are we just supposed to, like, let it go?
I have. Have you not?
I have not. I'm just curious more than anything. James Lofton would have been the third best receiver for the Texans yesterday. Isn't he like 60 years old, 65
Man,
years
Dorsett
old?
Man, Dorsett did. Nico Collins and Chris Moore did all right.
I was looking at this.
Given their opportunities. You know, Rex Burkhead had the second most targets, 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 targets.
The thing that gets me, I guess this is another passing thought. Brandon Cooks is getting targeted a lot, and they are not connecting.
Yesterday he didn't.
10? I thought it was 10.
I thought it was 7.
Was it just 7?
7 or 8.
I'll have to look again.
Let's check. Maybe
score.
They redid it. Because it was actually the least amount he's been targeted. Now, it's not a normal. Like, I heard there were some listeners yesterday I was talking to that were saying, "Oh, Brandon Cooks needs more targets." I was like, "Are you kidding me?
They're not catching. He's not catching the ball."
Yeah, he had 7.
7, but yeah, three catches, right?
Yeah, that's the least that he's been targeted, though. But, yeah, he gets targeted. They can't connect.
Yeah.
They don't even seem like they're on
the
same
page. To be fair, Davis Mills throwing it all over the place, like throwing it to the DB, throwing it at his feet, throwing it high or whatever. One more, and this is just as a result of the game ending relatively soon, and they go to the next game, which was a wild finish. I get that this is big-time NFL football. But, hey, Ken Dorsey.
Dude, what a goofball.
Lighten up,
what a loser.
Francis.
He's an idiot.
Lighten up.
He's an idiot. He should honestly be suspended for throwing that much of a fit.
It was embarrassing.
No, I mean.
This is a big-time business. I get it. We all take things seriously.
There's a difference between getting pissed off. Like, even, like, slamming something down just one time. Like, if you just want to just.
And then he's, like, just doing it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
You look like
a punk.
Yeah. Like, he's like a little brat.
Like, even if he broke the window, it would be less obnoxious than what he was doing. He was just being
ridiculous. Other guys in the room were great. The one that just kind of slid back in his chair, like ignoring it.
Yeah.
The one kind of giving him the side eye.
He looked like a goofball.
And then one person we don't know just covered the camera with his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to
lighten up, Francis. Lighten up.
That was pitiful. Yeah. Speaking of the league, let's go around the league. The state of the AFC South might not be as bad as we thought it had, and there's a lot of crazy stuff that went on yesterday. None more crazy than what went on in Miami and what went on in Indianapolis.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.